guide us into all truth and give us boldness. And don't forget as well, those five friends, put up four then, didn't I? Five friends to pray for. Can you think of five people who don't know the Lord yet that we can lift up in prayer this next season? So if I can invite us to stand now for our next hymn, Come Down, O Love Divine. Let's stand together. Let's remain standing as we affirm our faith together. We say together, we believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. We're going to have a time of prayer now, and I'm going to invite Yvonne up, who's going to lead us in that. Going to take the long route, okay. While Yvonne's coming, I just want to say thank you to Yvonne and David. The three of us planned the service together. And thank you to everyone that's taken part so far. Okay.
I've begun to realise how many places are unfriendly to creaky knees. Oh, sorry. You take one thing off, you've got to put something else on. Hopefully you've all got a pen and a dove, which is thanks to Grace. You don't need them directly at the moment, but just make sure you've got one. And so we come to our time of intercessions, our time of prayer. There is a response, but not quite as on the screen. And so when I say, Lord, come to bless us, response is, sorry, can you put it back? And fill us and them with your spirit. So it's, and fill us and them with your spirit. Just try and make sense of it. Lord, come to bless us and fill us and them with your spirit. Lord God, creator of all, we thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit as we celebrate today his coming to the early disciples like the sound of a rush of violent wind. We pray that your Holy Spirit will reach out to the countries of the world where there is ongoing troubles, especially those where there are tensions between the desire for power and a desire for justice and freedom. We ask that the rulers may sense the life-giving and life-changing of your spirit, whether as a violent wind or a gentle breeze. Help us to pray continually that your love will be seen. Lord, come to bless us and fill us and them with your spirit. Lord God, creator of all, we thank you for the image of your spirit as a dove that brings hope, peace, and reassurance. May all who are refugees or have lost hope or struggle to make sense of living, give them the hope, peace and reassurance of your spirit, and enable us in whatever way we can to bring hope to those around us. Lord, come to bless us and fill us and them with your spirit. Lord God, creator of all, on that day of Pentecost, Your Holy Spirit appeared as a tongue of flame on each of your disciples, enabling them to be bold in sharing the good news of the love of Jesus. We ask that you will encourage and embolden all who have responsibility for sharing the good news with others in words and actions. And Lord, help us to remember that that also includes each one of us. May we be encouraged and emboldened by your Spirit. As we give thanks for the present parish will and look to the future in new ways of being. Lord, come to bless us and fill us and them with your Spirit. And take just a few moments in quiet to reflect on some of the ways with which the Holy Spirit is described, and then fix on one of those images in your mind and pray for those who need God's presence with them today. And now, either using that same image or a different one of the Holy Spirit, bring your own concerns to God. Lord, come to bless us and fill us and them with your Spirit. I said, you've got a dove and you've got a pen. Today is about celebrating that first day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came. And what I'd like you to do is to, in a few moments of quiet, just think of one or two words or phrases, but the Holy Spirit's saying to you, giving you a nudge, whether it's about your own life growing as a Christian, whether it's about the church, whether it's about other concerns, and just note them, write them down. And if you don't feel like writing, you might just want to draw. What I'd like you to do is to hold them up and then when you leave, slide them in your pocket or somewhere safe, take them out when you get home, hang it up somewhere so you've got words that you can look at so they become part of you, words that you can pray into yourself. And if you've got nowhere to hang it, put it somewhere where you can see it. So, Lord, we just ask that you will come and bless us, that you will come and fill us with your Spirit as we move forward together and separately, but always in your love. Amen. And let's bring all our thoughts and feelings together. As we we're made one by the power of the Spirit, so we pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us, and we say together, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Yvonne. Let's stand, shall we, for our final hymn, Lord, the Light of Your Love. Wonderful. Let's remain standing for our final blessing now with Yvonne and myself. Thank you so much to Liz and Richard. Thank you to Liz at the back filming it for those watching it later, and for Steve on the desk, and for Yvonne and David also as we've planned it. So let's just have the final blessing now. You do the first one, I'll do the next one. Do it that way.
May the Spirit who hovered over the waters when the world was created breathe into you and us, all of us, the life he gives.
Amen. Amen. May the Spirit who overshadowed the Virgin when the Eternal Son came among us make you joyful in the service of the Lord. Amen.
May the Spirit who set the Church on fire upon that day of Pentecost bring the world alive with the love of the risen Christ.
Amen. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.
Filled with the Spirit's power, go in the light and the peace of Christ.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Please be seated. Well, it's been a pleasure worshipping with you this morning. It's a very special service. It's been so nice to see Emma and Jeff and Isaac and Sophia. For those of us that want to stay afterwards for a communion, you're very welcome to do that. Otherwise, that's the end of this really special service. It's been so nice worshipping with you this morning. I pray for your blessing and protection this week, and I pray that you go safely and have a lovely Sunday afternoon and evening. God bless you all.